Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 147. 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, acting as your very own personal narrator. Today's post is from Zen Habits, and it's part 2 from yesterday. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, I'd recommend starting there first. Otherwise, this won't make as much sense. And with that, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Overall Assessment. As you can see from my progress on each sub-goal that you heard yesterday, I've been doing great on every account: overall fitness, strength training, running, eating healthy, and staying accountable. I've also added swimming and biking, and I'm having such a great time. A few indicators. 1. Weight. I started at 189.5 pounds and have dropped to 185.5 pounds. While my weight loss has leveled off, I think the overall loss is decent and the plateau is probably temporary. 2. Waist. I started at 38 inches and now I'm down to 36 inches as of this week. Woohoo! 3. Strength. Went from one set of light weights to 4 sets of heavier weights. 4. Running. I went from running 4 times a week, about 13 miles a week during my first week, to running 5 times a week and 25 miles a week, which was last week. 5. Overall exercise. I went from 6 workouts in a week the first week, a total of 2 hours and 40 minutes, to 11 workouts last week for a total of 8 hours and 20 minutes. That's an increase of more than 3 times my total exercise minutes. I'm obviously very happy with the last month and hope to just continue the exercise I've been doing and continue my healthy eating. I will continue to progress gradually with all 4 sports, weights, running, cycling, and swimming, but will obviously not make the same kind of increases in total exercise time. If I just continue my schedule, I should do well over the next month. Tips for getting lean and fit. The last month has been an enlightening part of my continuing journey over the last couple years to get leaner, and I still have a ways to go. One of the things that's a bit tricky is losing fat while maintaining or even increasing your muscle mass. It's hard to do as you tend to lose muscle as you lose fat, which is typically the rule. However, I've been finding that my muscle mass has actually been increasing, not at a huge rate, but at least it's not decreasing, while I'm losing fat at the same time. Here are some tips for doing that and getting fitter than ever. As always, remember that I'm not an expert and these are just things that have been working for me. 1. Increase cardio. I know that you'll read magazines and hear from bodybuilders that building muscle is the best way to lose fat. And to some extent, I agree that's a good strategy. However, losing fat is really about being in a calorie deficit. If you burn more calories than you eat, your body will burn fat for fuel. And there's no better way to get into calorie deficit, in my experience, than lots of cardio. It's hard to burn 1,300 calories in one workout by lifting weights, as I did in my bike ride yesterday, or even 800 or more calories, as I did during my run yesterday. Even the amount your metabolism is boosted by having extra muscle is negligible when compared to these high amounts of calories burned by cardio. I know this one tip will spark a debate, as it always does, but let me just say that by swimming, biking, and running for more than an hour a day, sometimes 2 hours a day, I've been burning a lot of fat. You can use whatever strategy works for you, but this method is proven to be successful. 2. Do triathlon training. This is an extension of the first tip, but I think it's a great tip. I've never had as much fun training as I have since I started triathlon training. Each day is a new challenge. A long run today, learning to improve my stroke tomorrow, a long bike ride the day after, then a hill run, then an endurance swim, then intervals on the bike, with weight workouts mixed into all of that. You never get bored. My suggestion is to look for a triathlon near you, maybe 3 or 4 months away. Choose a sprint triathlon to start with. Then, look for a beginner's plan online, something that doesn't start too hard, and slowly begin to build up endurance in each sport. Don't overdo it in the beginning. Even 20 minutes a day will make big improvements over time, until you're doing 45 to 60 minutes most days of the week. You'll be fitter than ever, and your body will be leaner without a doubt. 3. Lift heavy. This is where I agree with many magazines and bodybuilders. If you just do a lot of cardio, you will lose fat, but you'll also lose muscle. If you lift heavy weights, whether you're a man or a woman, you'll force your body to keep that muscle. Lots of repetitions with light weights don't really do much. You have to work your way up to heavier and heavier weights with fewer reps. Compound lifts are best, ones that work multiple muscle groups like squats and deadlifts and bench press and so forth. Now, if you're trying to lose fat and build muscle at the same time, you won't gain as much muscle as you would if you just tried to gain muscle and didn't worry about the fat. Bodybuilders usually have periods of bulking, gaining muscle with a caloric surplus, and cutting, losing fat with a caloric deficit. You can do this too, but I found that just lifting heavy and doing a lot of cardio will get you leaner. 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As promised, I'll read part 3 tomorrow, so make sure you're subscribed to this show in a podcast app of your choice to get the episode automatically. As Leo mentioned, health professionals definitely debate what's going to help a person burn more fat. What we're realizing is each person's body is different, and so that is really what's going to control how much fat an individual will burn. Yes, diet definitely plays a role. Your macro and micronutrient consumption is super important. Caloric deficit in some cases can also be very, very helpful. But one of the things I will mention is I like his idea of lifting heavy weights. No question, that will get you stronger. But there's also a point where you'll reach this plateau when you lift heavy. So what you'll want to do if you hit that point is go ahead and cut back on the weight and increase the number of repetitions. For example, what I have done in the past is if I hit a plateau with bench press, I'll go back to an easier weight, like 135 pounds, and lift that 55 times. something like that, or I'll do stacked pyramids, something to mix it up, do more reps, and that actually recruits different muscle fibers that may help you get over that plateau. And with regards again to fat burning, there are ways to increase fat burning with weights. And what that typically involves is less rest time in between your sets. So maybe rest 10 seconds or 30 seconds at the most, and then jump in and do another set. Yes, you're gonna have to do lighter weights to compensate, but that has been shown through some research to also help burn fat. Now, before we end for the day, if you'd like to go above and beyond to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to this podcast. It could be a friend, a family member, a coworker, anyone who you think might want to hear health and fitness blogs read to them, or anyone who likes audiobooks. I guarantee they'll like this. You can show them on their smartphone, or you can direct them to our website, oldpodcast.com. It would be a huge help, and I thank you, as always, for letting us be a part of your lives, for listening to us day in and day out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.